Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It is 2 for Tuesday, where we try to 10x ourselves, our teams, and all that kind of stuff. So, what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about, and if you looked at some of my Instagram posts this morning, and I think I did a Twitter post this morning, just watching the sunrise and catching the reflection off the Delaware River here in Philadelphia. It was a beautiful morning. Sharing that with my dog, of course, Jerry. Anyway, setting yourself, you're writing your goals down first before you do anything else has a lot of value to it. And I was listening to the Happy Engineer podcast, I believe, and he was talking about some of the things you could do to help. And I think one of the things he said in that podcast, I'm just giving him credit because there's a lot of stuff. To be honest, I listen to a lot of podcasts. One day on a Tuesday, I will list all the podcasts I listen to and kind of go through why I listen to them and stuff like that. So we'll do a whole podcast show, I think would be valuable because I keep referring to them all the time. There's more than just me. They're all good stuff and I like to share. But writing your goals down before you look at any email, do any social media, look to anybody else's input before you start your day, helps you get your stuff done so you can reach your goal, so you could 10x your life, so you can do the 2-for-1 activity where you want to go. It's very important because if you don't, all the other stuff gets in front and then you don't get your stuff done. I mean, it totally works. And I wanted to practice it a little bit, see how it's working for me. Is it really paying off before I shared that with you in the audience? So this is the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to your customer, not work so hard to bring that value to customer and have a little fun along the way. And what we're going to talk about, you could also apply to your teams. And I kind of give that twist to it too, because we are talking Scrum and Agile, but also I wanted to give some, how do you make them even better than they are? And you start with yourself. So the first thing as a leader, you have to lead yourself. So you have to practice this ahead of time before you go putting this to the team. So you know whether or not it works and what your experience, what's the good and the bad and what does what. So the idea is that before you do any social media, don't even touch YouTube, don't touch podcasts, don't touch anything. You start with writing your goals. What are your goals for the day? I do my thankfulness stuff. And there's a couple other ones that I'll bring along that I do. And I'll share that with maybe some of the future episodes. Maybe retrospective ones. The idea is that you write your goals down before all these other things fill your mind with things you need to do. So you're thinking about your long-term goals, the things that are going to 10X your life, and you write them down. Like big goals, maybe write what you want to do today. And those things you write today, how they fit from a smaller point of view as we scrum, we break things down to support your longer term goals that's going to 10X your life. But doing it for a while now, and I think it really helps. It really helps me. I've been doing the goals early morning, but just really focusing on that thought process before I touch any other thing. It puts that in your mind first, and it embeds that in your brain so that you know what you really want to do before anything else. Now, when I say that you do this, there's another thing to it, right? So you can apply the same thing here to your team. And this is how you would maybe do it after you do it for yourself for a week or two, that you're up. And when you wake up in the morning, maybe when you get to the office, before you go look at all the emails and all the questions from the night before, all the bugs, all the issues, what's not working, write down what you want to accomplish in your office for your company first. I'm not talking like a giant list. I'm talking like 5 things, okay? Max 5. Actually should be less, but maximum 5. That's kind of what I try to stick to. And what are the highest priority ones to help you for your long-term goals? Put them first. Then you can go look at all the other stuff, right? So now you're looking at what other people want and how that's going to fit. And some things you got to do because you got to do it. Like I got calls yesterday. I just had to help them out. Even though they weren't on my list, if I didn't help them out, they had their whole system was down, right? And I had to help them figure out why their system was down and then get it back up again. So I did that yesterday. It wasn't on my list, but it was something that came up. But then I went back to what I would do. And one of the things I practiced this morning, I know Friday, I got a goal to show you my train set in the basement. I took some pictures. Oh my God, it's a mess. I am such a hoarder. I took pictures of what it kind of looks like now. It was worse than when I had the train set, but how I'm going to build storage, put things away, get them off the shelves, clear out space. Hopefully you'll see that come Friday when I do that. And I'll have before and after pictures too. I had to document that. But my list had put the train in, build that train set. And you're like, Greg, that's just fun stuff. I said, but there's a reason why it's important. And I'll get to that later. But anyway, so my goal this morning, I spent a half hour, got to a point, good to go. Now I got to go off and help do other things. But I got that done first because I did my list first. I'm like, do it. Just spend a half hour, chip away at that long-term goal, half hour. First thing in the morning, let's do it. This helps you out. Now with the team, how do you do this? In sprint planning, now this is challenging. Maybe rather than start off with what the product owner wants, and I know product owner owns backlog, blah, blah, blah. Start off, hey team, before we get into this week's, I want to do something new for the sprint planning. And I'm going to talk about other ways. I wrote some things down on how to do this as a coach. I would like you all to think of something you would like to do in the next sprint. Something you think would 10X the team. Something that you think that we can get 2-for-1 benefit for one story each. One story per person on the team. And let's talk about them putting them into the backlog, right? Give them credit for their goal. And then the other stuff comes in, but you kind of prioritize that everyone gets one goal that they want to achieve during the sprint, right? Or process improvement, whatever. And that's going to 10X the team, right? So I wanted to give that to you. You got to practice it. You got to see how it fits for you. Get an understanding for it so you can talk to it and say, hey, I've been doing this for the past couple of weeks. I think it's been helping me. I would like to maybe adjust it to that. What I gave you wasn't like, do it this way, you know, like 3 questions every morning. No, it wasn't that. It's like, here's a way of doing it. Maybe they might say, okay, maybe we'll pick one. Maybe each sprint will rotate somebody's wish to work on in the sprint. Maybe that. These are options. Like everyone can have one. Maybe the team can decide. Or maybe you pick 2. And you rotate it in for everyone on the team, every sprint, they get their 2 things. And if they see it work, right, then the next sprint, they may be really pumped up to figure out the 2 things or the one thing they may want to do if it's their turn to add something that they think they want to do for the team. You can even vary that up. God, you can even vary this up again. Maybe I should do this on Thursday. But anyway, but you get the idea. So now you get 10X because they're motivated. You're motivated because you wrote down what you think's important to you. You're pumped to work on your 10X goal, right? So this little motivation, again, I gave you insight into that. Maybe on Thursday, I'll talk more about the review process, the sprint planning, right? The requirements for building this as part of your activity. So this is something that you can do. With that, I want to say, I wish you the best. Hope you get a chance to work on your priorities every morning before you look at everything else. Give it a try. It's really helped me, and I wanted to share that with you as some way to 10X what you're doing. And with that, I'm going to say happy scrumming. See you tomorrow, and take care. Bye. See ya.